From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. The U.S. is calling for an orderly transition in Egypt. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stopped short today of asking Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to step down, but in several TV appearances spoke about supporting the needs of the Egyptian people. Here she is on CNN's State of the Union.
There are many, many steps along the journey that has been started by the Egyptian people themselves, and we wish to support that.
The State Department is also preparing evacuation flights for Americans set to start tomorrow from Cairo to various destinations in Europe, which may include cities like Istanbul and Cyprus. Sunday marked day six of mass protests in Egypt, a day that's usually the start of the business week. But NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo says banks stayed shuttered today and the stock market was closed.
Banks have been looted. The cash machine system, they've all run out of money. They're all shuttered. There's nowhere to get cash. It's very difficult at this point to pay for anything with a credit card because, of course, the phone systems and the cellular systems and the internet systems have been disrupted. So it has an odd sensation that the entire financial system of this metropolis has been completely closed down.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reporting from Cairo. Israelis are nervously watching events in neighboring Egypt. As Linda Gradstein reports, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel wants to preserve its peaceful ties with the country.
In his first public comment since the protests began in Egypt 6 days ago, Netanyahu told the Israeli cabinet that the peace between Israel and Egypt has lasted for more than three decades, and Israel's objective is to make sure that it continues. He also said that Israel must exercise responsibility and restraint in the face of the unrest. Israel yesterday evacuated the families of its diplomats and some tourists and urged all of its citizens to leave Egypt. Israel's peace treaty with Egypt, signed in 1979, is one of the linchpins of Israel's security doctrine. Israel and Egypt also have strong intelligence cooperation. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Thousands of Tunisians gathered at the country's main airport today to welcome home an Islamist leader from 22 years of exile. The Islamists were the country's strongest opposition party in the late 80s. At that time, many of them were jailed or exiled by the president ousted from Tunisia 2 weeks ago. From the Rockies to the Ohio Valley to New England, that's the reach forecasters say a multi-day storm will have. The National Weather Service says the storm could affect up to 100 million people. That would be a third of the U.S. population. Conditions could include freezing rain, snow, and tornadoes. Forecasts call for the storm to hit tomorrow and last through Wednesday. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A large crowd in Pakistan gathered today to voice outrage over the shooting deaths of two Pakistani men reportedly by an American diplomat. The U.S. is calling for the release of the man identified by the Pakistan police as Raymond Davis, saying the shooting last Thursday was in self-defense. The embassy says Davis has diplomatic immunity and is accusing Pakistan of holding him illegally. The Pakistani government's refusing to release him and says the courts should decide his fate. State-controlled television in Ivory Coast is dominated by talk of the African Union summit, which opened today in Ethiopia. From Abidjan, NPR's Ophibia Quisarkton reports the organization's created a panel of African leaders trying to resolve the presidential standoff in Ivory Coast.
The appointment of African presidents to study the Ivorian crisis and report back within a month with what's being called a binding agreement is being hotly debated here in Abidjan. The decision follows a mediation mission by the African Union head, Malawi's president, Binguwa Mutharika. He held talks with both Ivory Coast disputed incumbent, Laurent Gbagbo, and his rival, Alassane Ouattara, widely recognized as president-elect.
I believe the problem of Cote d'Ivoire will be solved by the people of Cote d'Ivoire. What we need as the United Nations, the African Union, is to give support to the solution of the post-election crisis.
Bingu hinted that possible military force to oust Gbagbo had been shelved. Ophibia Quisarkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
The men's singles champion at the Australian Open is Novak Djokovic. He beat Andy Murray in the final, winning his second Open championship. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.